Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think the significant element is not about who we played. It's about us overcoming the things that have been issues for us in recent weeks. Particularly, we were able to end the game with the defense on the field, and you know that's significant. It's easy to display faith and talk that camaraderie stuff when things are going well. Sometimes you got to cut your eyelids off when you want to blink when it gets thick.
I'm going to leave that quote right there.
What?
Let that marinate. Let that sink
in. Has Mike Tomlin tortured somebody
before?
Sometimes
you need to cut off your eyelids. You know how much that would hurt?
Ah. You know, you got it once in a while, you cut off your eyelids despite your face, I suppose.
Segment brought to you by Pittsburgh's number one Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram dealer, ShorkyNorthHills.com.
A Clockwork Orange fan, Mike Tomlin.
I owe Tomlin a temporary apology. He gets a reprieve right now. He gets a temporary...
An injunction?
Yes.
A stay?
That's a great way of putting it. You're now deep into the law community with your sister passing the bar.
That's right.
So
apparently
yeah.
We got federal judges on our side on this show.
That's what
as a
Tomlin
result.
Tomlin gets. He gets a sanctuary city for a few days.
I mean, there it is again. Me saying that phrase to start off with. The person who benefits the most from this game is probably Mike Tomlin because of the way in which
he
the game
played
out.
He got the gorilla off his back, Chris.
Well, that, but I mean, you had a guy that has been accused of being outcoached still make a horrifically dumb challenge that we all could see was going to fail.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought when Bill Belichick tried to get cute with some stuff, like the whole bring on the punt team wholesale, I actually thought Tomlin did the best thing there because I thought Belichick, had Tomlin called timeout, would have sent the offense back out, gotten a first down, and kept going, saving himself one in the process. Mike Tomlin's defense won the game more than anything else. They had a great drive to put themselves up 7 with that field goal, but it was their defense that was the story in this game along with Jalen Samuels.
After such a rotten start, his Burns decision backfired on the opening drive.
He blamed himself for it.
I know.
He fell on the sword, too.
Which is ridiculous.
Okay, fine. My point is, his defense is the reason they won the game above anything else. He is a defensive guy. We have crushed him on this show, saying the defense stinks, they don't look like they're improving at all. For one game against the boogeyman opponent they did, and he deserves props for that. I can give him nothing but props.
Let me throw this out there. If the Steelers had lost another game to the Patriots, and in the process committed 14 penalties for 104 yards, how would we be talking about Mike Tomlin today?
We would say it was another typical Tomlin loss. His team was less disciplined. His team shot
right.
itself in the foot. His team did X, Y, and Z to lose the game. You would have said something like, the Steelers weren't the worst team up and down the line, but they were so sloppy
yeah.
and undisciplined that they reflected poorly on their head coach
and
again.
And instead, the Patriots were like Yosemite Sam. They took the pistols out, and they were like, shooting themselves in the foot the entire game.
I agree. You know what? There was a play, I forget how much time was left,
like,
but it was a huge Patriots run, called back by a hold, a pass interference, dropped passes. Except for them making that great play at the 1 yard line on the punt, they did not resemble the usual buttoned up, we do everything right, devil's in the details, and that's why we're the devil, because we get the details right, Patriots team.
How about Bill Belichick has, quote unquote, the greatest quarterback of all time. Actually, I'm going to remove that part. Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time. He's got a 4th-and-1 near midfield at the end of the half. He gets cute and he punts. You referenced that. And then he kicks a field goal on a 4th-and-1.
No, he gets cute. He got cowardly. That was a coward's play by Bill Belichick towards the end of the half.
Twice he had an opportunity where, even with the struggles that I've outlined with the Patriots offense, by and large, you would say when the Steelers defense is on the field against the New England offense, advantage Patriots, and twice he had 4th-and-short and did the conservative thing.
Do you think he doesn't... Okay, to go back to this, I want to really get this going here. Do you think Bill Belichick looks at his team and maybe sees some of the same things you pointed out? Like, do you think he maybe looks at Tom Brady in that situation and says, I know the guy's 90-plus percent in his career on sneaks, but maybe he doesn't get
he
it?
He looked at a defense that had John Bostic, Bud Dupree, Cody Sensabaugh, and Morgan Burnett on the field and said, you know what, I'm good. Let's punt the ball or settle for three.
Do you think if Mike Tomlin sees the punt team come out and calls timeout, Bill Belichick does what I hypothesized and tries to maybe throw Brady back out there to get a cheap timeout and go? Because I think he might have. I think he tried to outfox Tomlin.
The conversion
rate
for the Patriots on 4th-and-1 is better than 60%. So where's Brainiac Ernie Adams, his like ace in the hole, to tell him, Bill, stop being such a baby and a scaredy cat. Put Tom Brady back on the field. You're running the ball down the Steelers' throat. My God. Whenever they gave the ball to Sony Michel, it seemed like he got 7 or 8 yards a clip. Put James Devlin, who in Steelers' country would be like hailed as a
Heath,
as a saint, as a hero. Put that guy on the field. But they punted, and they kicked a field goal.
He coached scared. He coached not to lose. Tomlin, I don't think Tomlin coached like a phenomenal game in terms of in-game tactical decisions, but
I think he did with a few.
I thought he was good at not falling into the trap I thought Belichick was trying to lay with that punt team nonsense, where Belichick was happy enough to punt it, but he would have loved to have seen Tomlin grant him a timeout. I think Tomlin's greatest thing, because if you believe he doesn't go nitty-gritty with the defense all the time, then you don't give him too much of the detail-oriented credit there. I thought Tomlin just had them ready and believing. Yeah. And I think with Mike Tomlin, that has always been his strongest suit. His guys play hard at the right time for him, and this time was the key example of that.
He did some symbolic things before the game that I thought had great meaning. Number one, we're not good enough for individual introductions. We've lost 3 straight games. We're not going one by one introducing a defense that stinks.
Can I admit something here? When that happened, you're going to think less of me as a person. When I saw that happen, Steelers defense and offense run out in unison or whatever, I thought, ah, crap, here they're going to win this damn game. Because it was such an odd thing. He is Mr. He lets his guys be individuals.
Yeah, he said, you basically have lost this right to get this kind of applause.
And he also said in the past about AB, being a great player warrants special considerations.
Yeah.
I liked it as a Steelers fan and thought, oh, crap, I'm about to lose $50 potentially because of this.
Let me give you another one. Taking the ball off the coin toss. Here's why that's important to me. If they put the New England offense on the field to start the game, and the same Keystone Cops routine happens where guys are running into each other and 3 of them are on Josh Gordon, and Chris Hogan has, according to NFL Next Gen stats, the most wide-open touchdown by a wide receiver in 2 years. If that happens on the Patriots' opening drive and New England goes up 7-0, it casts a pall over the entire stadium and everyone's thinking, here we go again. And it puts unneeded pressure on the Steelers' offense on the opening drive. Instead, they got to set the tone. And it's the second time they've done that this year. They did it against Carolina. They said, let's take the ball. They went right downfield and scored. And they did it again in this game, and I thought it mattered. I thought it made a big difference.
Do you think Tomlin has any input on the offensive game plan, just off the cuff? Do you think he gets in there and at least, like, does the CEO look at it to say, hey, what are you guys cooking up here? Do you?
Yes.
I thought the trust factor in Samuels early was huge. Yep. So I'll give him Ben and Randy Feuchner credit for that. And here's a little devil in the details thing I mentioned to you before the show, but I didn't tell you what it was. And you might think I'm crazy for this. Jalen Samuels' career high in carries was like 12 in college, right?
Yep.
This is not a man that takes handoffs. They ran 2 little mini toss plays to him to start the game, one of which went for humongous yardage. The other one was like a 7-yard gain. I actually thought the fact that they ran, I know they run them with Bell and with Connor, these little tosses, you get a guy unaccustomed to taking handoffs, catching the ball like a pass and running with it in
using
a way he
vision.
Is much more naturally accustomed
to
catching
Chris.
The ball.
Those cutback toss plays that they ran, I thought were genius.
And it's the fact that they weren't handoffs. I know they took him out of the shotgun and had shotgun zone read style draw handoffs, but I thought those little tosses subtly got him the ball in a way he liked having it.
How about the touchdown to AB? They found a way to get the ball to the guy that everybody says the Patriots take away down in the red zone. They put him inside. They lined him up in the slot. They had him basically at the line of scrimmage when the ball was snapped, switched places with the other inside receiver, and he got a clean look. And it created a window for Ben. Like, those are, I always say this about the Steelers. They have guys who make plays. The scheme doesn't usually create the plays for them. they go out and Ben makes broken plays, improvisational plays, or they just get like athletic plays made by their star players.
Yep.
I thought they cooked up and schemed great plays.
I thought the Vance McDonald touchdown was a cooked up play. He ran a little inside out. Ben did make the play there to kind of readjust the angle, but that was a great little play. You know what else he did well, did Mike Tomlin? I give him credit for. We have seen, even in big games, his best player, arguably still, pout when the ball doesn't come his way a ton. Antonio Brown had the game-winning touchdown, so I'm sure he was happy about that. His points provided the difference in this game. But he only had seven targets. He only had four. No one had more than four catches on this team. Only James Washington topped 50 yards. And yet, I saw absolutely no discord or dissent on the sideline there. And I chalked that up to the head coach. And you know what else I chalk up to him? The fact that his kicker, who biffed an easy field goal and it felt like the game was about to turn there, when he had a 48-yarder that was a huge kick of consequence, he has talked this guy up, whether he means it or not, all week. And when he needs him the absolute most on a much higher degree of difficulty kick, Boswell drills it dead through the center of the uprights. There's more to be said about Chris Boswell, but I got to believe the coach saying certain things about him and not burying the guy completely helps.
I thought Tomlin brought his chess pieces for the first time. He didn't bring Chinese checker balls or whatever the heck they are.
Wasn't playing Sorry.
Wasn't playing...
Mahjong? Was that what you were thinking of?
Wasn't playing Yahtzee.
What's the most rudimentary game grand, there is? Guess who?
Bobby Fischer showed up.
And out-dueled it. He won. For this week, he won. And if he somehow gets a win next week, here's
he
the
looked
thing.
Like the better coach yesterday.
Yeah,
and
he
how
did.
Many times have we said that about Tomlin versus Belichick?
Zero.
Maybe one other time in 2011? Maybe.
You can only go by that. You can only go by games they've won. They've never lost a game to New England where I said, well, they out-coached him, but New England made all the plays. He pushed from the start of the game.
A lot of the right buttons.
From the start of the game. Still pushed the wrong challenge button. From the start of the game, though, bringing that team out as one, he pushed a lot of right buttons.
How about the forward progress rule saved another challenge for him on that fumble? Because he was about to lose another one there.
I'm glad as soon as they called it, I was like, well, that's not going to be reviewable, but they would not have even given. Yeah, they would have cost him that one,
too. Yeah, there
too.
Wasn't conclusive evidence there.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I want him still to find a way to delegate the challenges thing, but he is a big-picture guy. Every positive and negative we really say about him has to do with his overall preparation, not so much the schematic devils-in-the-details type of things, and he aced it this time. And you said, you have tweeted many times to my amusement today that you got the most important game right this year.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Tomlin, to this point, got the most important game right. And that's a huge factor in his favor.
Did Mike Tomlin outcoach Bill Belichick? Are you ready? And I think this is hard to do because he's had a lousy year. But are you ready to give Mike Tomlin credit? And what was it about yesterday's game that you want to give the Steelers coaches the most credit for?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.